Campbell was a tough week for the club, but they really bounced back in a big way. How did you see it?
Yeah, a lot of the boys were pretty close to Yaz, and it's a sad night for the whole footy club. You know, Yaz was a great induction to our club, and we all loved him, so it's a sad night, but it was good to get the win for him.
It was really nice touch seeing Frio get on the board early and Sonny with that tribute to him.
Yeah, that was unreal. Sonny was real close with Yaz, and to see him put on the performance he did tonight, you know, he'd do Yaz proud, and he's done everyone proud. He had a great game.
And you're right there, you're the best to congratulate him.
Yeah, it was good. I was going to get around him, but no. I know how much Yaz meant to Sonny, and it was good to get around him.
It looked like it could be a bit tough when Tabner came off and the Bulldogs kind of lifted after that. It was a big task for the forward line from there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Tab's been unreal for the start of the season. He's been our go-to man, and to lose him pretty early, it's hard. And so we had to readjust and I guess get some new tactics. But it was good to bounce back and to have a win we did and kick a fair few goals. It's really positive.
Did that change your role when he went off?
No, not too much. It was more just get down the ground and sort of just bring the ball to ground. If I can't mark it, make it half the contest. So I feel like I did that tonight. And as long as I can play my role for the team, I'm happy to do that.
Please get a couple goals.
Yeah, it was pleasing to get a few. Could have had a few more, but I didn't have my kicking boots on tonight. But I have to work on that during the week.
How's Acton Wilson, former teammate at the Giants, and now he's your teammate at Frio? He was just delivering so many inside 50s, you guys.
Yeah, I love Wilson. I loved him when he was playing at the Giants. He was always hitting me up, and you know, he's come and brought that form here, and he's going to be an exceptional player for a very long time for this footy club. You know, it's wonderful to have him.
We spoke about Sonny, but he kicked 5 goals, just immense performance from him.
Yeah, he's the man. He's unreal. You know, when Sonny gets going, he lights it up, he brings the crowd into it, brings everyone else into it, and I know we all feed off him and his energy. It's unreal. And he's probably one of the most important players in our club, along with the Fifes, the Sandlands. You know, Alex Pierce coming in, he's also important to us. You know, the Joel Howmey. I think everyone put on a good performance tonight. Everyone sort of carried the weight and shared the performance, which is unreal.
Nat Fyfe, he broke through the 40 possession barrier just for the second time. It was a career high for him as well. How amazing was he?
Yeah, he's just like the rest of them. He's exceptional and a Brownlow medalist, you know. He's playing a team with a Brownlow medalist and him, you know, he gets around the boys. He's a great character, you know. He's our captain. We all look up to him, just like we look up to a lot of the boys. And, you know, we keep pushing forward and hopefully get a few more wins on the board. And next week's going to be a challenge against the West Coast Eagles at Derby. I'm sure the Freo fans will get down even though it's not a home game, but we're going to give it a real hot crack.
You grew up a Freo fan, so you obviously know how big next week's game is, don't you?
Yeah. My first derby, I was pretty nervous, and got suspended for the second one, so it's only my second one. So going to put in a lot of prep this week and give them a best shot.
Should be a really big crowd out there too.
Yeah, it's going to be unreal. Hopefully 60,000 packed over the stadium. It's going to be one to remember.
Great, thanks, Cam.
Thanks very much.